The Irish government has finally given in to international pressure and agreed to a bailout to help cover its massive debt. Prime Minister Brian Cowen says he will call an early election in January after his government presents a new austerity budget. It's unclear whether the money will calm markets across Europe, saving Portugal and Spain from needing the same help. What is clear is that the Irish people consider this a humiliating reversal of their country's long, slow rise out of poverty. And as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, they're struggling with one overriding emotion.
The Irish are angry. They're angry because their once booming nation must now compromise its sovereignty by signing on to a massive EU bailout. They're angry with their banks for recklessly running up huge debts by investing in a property bubble. They're even angrier with the politicians who led them to this point, and especially Ireland's Prime Minister, Brian Cowen. Protesters gathered outside Parliament in Dublin today, calling for Cowen's resignation. They made their feelings very clear. Talk to almost anyone in Ireland these days and you'll find anger. You'll find indignation too, and sometimes shame. The Irish are dealing with these emotions their way.
Yes, there's Brian Cowen, ladies and gentlemen. There's Brian Cowen. Yes, Brian Cowen. Brian Cowen is there.
A giant picture of Prime Minister Cowen's rotund face hangs inside a pub in Dublin. In front of it stands a throng of drinkers, medicating their anger with Guinness and satire. They're listening to a man called Paddy Cullivan.
I think the most criminal thing about all of this is that the government played with people's optimism. They played with their aspirational desires to do better, to get better after hundreds of years of being a pauper state.
So each of the songs has a name like Going Forward, or We Lost the Run of Ourselves, or We Are Living Way Beyond Our Means.
The crime is lack of knowledge. If they didn't know what the regulators were doing, if they didn't know what the banks were doing, they should have known. Irish people are funny. They will always say things like, ah, now, leave him alone. Sure, isn't he a nice fellow altogether? We do not put people in jail. We do not victimise a leader because of how we remember him. Now you can say anything about them.
Do you know who AJ Chopra is? He's the man from the...
IMF.
Not having any fun. There's no one there because they've all left the country.
Oh, lots of Irish are leaving. That's the problem, and the youngest ones are. We'll be the lost generation. My people in the 30s and late 30s, we got involved economically in the boom. We bought our first house maybe 4 years ago, but we bought it at a huge premium. And so we're the ones who are stuck here. We can't even leave. This is the thing. Young people can leave.
Cullivan's comedy is out there. He's rude and sometimes eye-wateringly caustic. He explores the fine line between humour and rage, and sometimes rage wins.
It used to be our country when we had the means and we had a ball. Now it's your country. It's your country. Now it's worth all.
My big problem is that we all owe it an incredible amount of money, personally and as a country. And that's going to lead to terrible things, because when we didn't have any money and we went through recessions, we just had a little bit less.
We are where we are. It's just corporate speak.
I'm not into the optimism business, but I am into the satire business. And if we can laugh at how stupid we are, possibly we don't allow stupid people to run things again, because they'll be laughable.
The show ends. The drinkers pour out of the pub into the cold Dublin streets and head home. This was comedy night, but it was also about real and painful issues in Ireland, issues that directly impact the life of another performer this night. Stage name, Ding Dong Denny O'Reilly. Real name, Paul Woodfull. He has three small children.
We've had to negotiate a reduction in our mortgage and for 5 months, and so we are one of those people that could be thrown out. So I am personally very angry about the situation.
Ding Dong's been wondering how long the Irish can carry on joking about the way their country's been turned upside down.
You kind of wonder, is there a tipping point where Ireland would go crazy? And when it does go crazy, maybe it'll go crazier than everywhere else, because certainly we've a history of doing that.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.
This is NPR News.